Blues. So cold, man, that bitch so cold. I'ma take my time, I'ma hit that slow. Cause I ain't in a rush, young girl. You the only thing for me in this fucked up world.
And you believe in love. Hold on tight when demons come. It'll be alright, no need to run. Stay with me tonight, we'll see the sun. And we wake up early, we'll still be young. Never felt this free before. I need you more than keys and doors. I need you sleeping next to me. The blanket sheets, I'll take them all.
Yeah. And I teach her that we were the creatures of love. You be the leader, I could be Julius Caesar. When I'm pulling up in the Beamer, the beats in the trunk, all the freaks wanna fuck.
Hearts on my timeline. Bullet to your rose, then I want your pedal fold. Don't you know your body been mine? I know you know, I know. Sexy, nasty.
Sexy, nasty.
You don't refill too much. Don't hide yourself at all. I just can't help but fall. And I try everything. My sexy, nasty thing.
She been getting faded all the time. Flap your wings.
I've been getting
stoned all week. It make me go too deep. Girl, you so lonely. Will you come home with me? Just take your clothes off, babe. That we've been talking on the phone all day. I love it when you tell me that you don't behave. Tell me when and where, I bet I won't be late. All I really wanna do is procreate. I'm a superman, you be my lowest lane. Know you late for work, you staying home today. We gon' keep on going till our bones both break. It's a grown folk way, yeah.
Hearts on my timeline. When it to your rose, then I want your pedal fold. Don't you know your body been mine?
That was God is Fair, Sexy Nasty with Mac Miller and Kendrick Lamar. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Sam with good and interesting music with friends. Here in the studio we have...
Friend. You say friends, this gives you a false sense of...
I want people to know that I have a lot of friends. It's not just you.
Well, you say that and then there's... I see only me in the studio right now.
In the studio we have AMAC...
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, this is not the first time we tried to do this. This was
oh god, you have to tell
not the usual time slot that you heard that you usually have, right, Sam?
Listen, when you're... It's 5:05 in the morning right now. It's a Friday. It's not easy being me. It's not
really
easy waking
what
up.
What makes you say that? Like what?
I don't know, man.
Give me an insight.
Do normal people have to set an alarm for 3:30 on Wednesday?
Is you also do crew, and you do choose to do this. This is not normal. I'm saying, even for someone who does crew.
All right, let's move past it. The theme for the day is sex.
Yeah.
The theme is hooking up. AMAX in the studio because he is...
I'm not an expert, if that's what you're trying to say.
He's the hooking up master.
This is not the case.
That last song was from Mac Miller's new album, The Divine Feminine, which is a very sexual album.
Absolutely.
So that's all I need to say about that. It's very sexual, which you could probably tell.
Well, we were just talking about this at the beginning. Let's rehash it a little bit. You know, what do you like to... hook up to, I guess. That's a really bad way of putting it.
Amazing question. So that song is a great song about sex.
Yeah,
but
totally.
At the end of the day, you're not really going to want to hook up to that song.
Well, if you say that, and you're probably right, but then you have to consider the fact that, well, at least for me, when I'm hooking up to music, I'm not listening to a goddamn thing that anyone's saying. It's just background noise.
Yeah, exactly.
So... that honestly wouldn't be the...
So what message do you want to give your... between the lines message are you trying to give the person you're hooking up with while being through the music that they're not actually listening to?
What was the title again?
God is fair, comma, sexy nasty.
Oh, God. That's maybe not that specific.
Yeah,
song.
I don't even know what that was. That's like a weird, like, religious type.
But it's Mac Miller we're talking about here, so.
Very true.
Where does the religion actually factor in?
Nowhere. All right, let's play another song.
Good. Loving, feel so numb. Ride me till I'm about to come. I see you are about to climb. Axel, oh girl, don't be shy. Is you ready? Is you ready, baby? You seem ready. You seem ready, baby. Yeah. Girl, tonight I won't be selfish. It is all for you. Girl, my bad, I just can't help it. Girl, you taste so good. Loving, feel so numb. Ride me till I'm about to come. I see you are about to climb. Act so, oh girl, don't be shy. Hey, shot, it's what I'm here for, I'm ready. On your downtown, when I'm around town, I'm ready. Girl, just let me know what's good. Girl, just let me know what's good. So numb, ride me till I'm about to come. I see you are about to climb. Axel, oh girl, don't be shy. Hey, shot, it's what I'm here for. I'm ready. On your downtown, when I'm around town, I'm ready. Girl, just let me know what's good. Girl, just let me know what's good.
Girl,
Shawty, curious. Cause serious. Oh, oh, oh. You say you're curious, oh no. Rolling with codeine and a sweatshirt. Shit, I just might kiss. She just changed her Twitter. To party gets me wetter. And you know that I believe. Cause her pussy the meanest. She don't fuck with many niggas. She don't fuck with any niggas. Yeah, I call all the dips on mine. I call all the nines and dimes. I put on my ice and sneaks. She puts on the ice and weed. We stay mobbing for a week. Hit the strip while she asleep. Shout it, know that I'm a freak. Shout it, know that I'm a freak. And that's why.
That was Flying High by Marvin Gaye. You know, you gotta throw a Marvin Gaye song in
absolutely.
There. But I'm not gonna throw in the Marvin Gaye song that everybody knows. I'm just not gonna do it.
Well, and as well you should, because he is such... It's such... I want to use words to describe it, like rich or varied or,
yeah,
you know, just all around fantastic.
Right.
But that's just kind of beating a dead horse. But there, he does have other songs, guys.
He does. He has other
songs. He's really talented.
What's Going On, great album. And then before that, Was Good / Curious.
that was something else.
Party Next Door.
To be honest, I kind of dug it. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's fall into that rhythm where you don't necessarily listen to the words
and
or
that's
exactly
the point,
what's...
Because you don't really want to listen to what he's saying. That's not really what you want at the end of the day. What were we talking about off air?
Off air. Oh, we were talking about dirty talk. And that's just kind of adds to the vocals, I guess, or the other stuff that you listen to when you're hooking up, which is a weird way to describe it, but that's true,
you know?
It's the conversations that you have, but that's just another factor or just aspect of the atmosphere that you're going on. And,
right.
We were both saying, we suck.
Yeah.
This is not something that
disgusting.
Either one of
it's
us...
It's absolutely disgusting.
But you say it's disgusting. What if, you know, what about the girls? What if the girl's into it? What if they, you know, they're just saying...
Because
it's just repulsive to who you are as a person.
I'm not proud of myself.
Really?
At the end of the day.
Even with like acceptable kinds of dirty talk.
Well, give me an example of an acceptable.
Oh, I'm not dirty talking on air if that's what you're trying to get me to. But I don't know. There's certain levels of okay. Some people like going as far as insulting people and like,
yeah, there's a fine line. There's a fine line. And once you cross that line,
do you cross that line?
I'm not going to say that I cross that line.
I'm going to toe the line. I don't even come close. Maybe that's my problem is because it's just my mind.
It's a dangerous game.
Mine is too tame is as far as I can tell with the girls that I've hooked up with.
Fair.
It just doesn't do what I'm trying to get done.
Oh my god.
Hey. So I mean,
yeah.
It's just an unfortunate kind of aspect that
really there's gotta be some sort of like YouTube video somewhere. If there isn't one, we need to make that.
YouTube, you know? Oh my god, a YouTube how to video. That's
how to dirty talk.
How to dirty talk. Or WikiHow. WikiHow's got to have something.
Exactly.
Like Google tips or something like that.
Oh my god. Yeah. All right, let's get back to a little music. That's enough. Enough of that.
Enough of that for now.
Penny for your thoughts, I know what you want. I can read your mind even from behind. And fuck what's in your phone, let me take you home. I wanna take you home. Cause it's so rare that I'm here, don't plan on staying too long. So you should come here, sit your ass on this throne. It's a special affair, better act like you know who I am. Who I am. I bet this was wrong. Make you feel nice and comfortable.
Covers long. teaching lovers to do the thing.
All right, that was Feel Like Making Love by D'Angelo.
I mean, I was just saying while we were off air, like, damn, if it wasn't 5 in the morning, I'd be in the mood.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're playing all these different songs, but if I was really, you know, going to try to say the best hour of hooking up, I would just play D'Angelo. I would just play the Voodoo album.
You could do a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
Just...
He's such a sexual guy, you know? He's so sexual.
Yeah. And that's a plus for hooking up music, I think. The kind of Marvin Gaye, D'Angelo kind of like sexual vibe, because it definitely does help the mood along.
And you kind of zone out too. Like, you're not really listening to what he's
saying.
Right,
but that's the thing. Because you zone out, it's not requisite. So you could listen to... Honestly, you could listen to Static, and it would probably be better than just straight up silence. So,
And then the song before that was Special Affair by The Internet. And what's great about that song is that Sid, the lead singer, is a lesbian.
Oh.
And because of that, it's a very rare opportunity to hear girl vocals singing about getting with girls.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had not thought about that. I actually zoned out during it. I wasn't even listening to it.
Just, there you go.
As we do when, you know, hanging up happens. So.
Right. But yeah, so should we do the PSA?
Yeah, we should do a PSA. Let's do a PSA.
So we got a PSA here, and we're gonna AMAC's gonna do it.
I'm not doing it. You're
wait. Why do I have to do it?
Because this is your show. This is my
show. You know.
So what I have to do?
All right, I'll do the first. I'll do the first big paragraph.
Okay, fine. All right. What's your voice? What's this one going to be? Because
this is going to be my sexy voice.
Well, just your sexy voice, like
my
your sexy
voice,
your sexy R&B voice, or
I don't even know what's going to come out.
We
yet.
Were just saying.
I don't even know.
We were saying during the songs just now that this would be a good opportunity to practice your dirty talk, Sam. Mm. So you know, just that.
You're so right.
I always am. So, you know, but you know what? You do you. This is your show. I want you to be comfortable.
You're putting a lot of pressure on me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I just want you to be comfortable. I want you to be able to perform. So,
here we go. Oh, okay. Blackout emergency preparedness.
Ooh.
PSA.
Ooh.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out?
Ooh.
How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food that'll last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water distribution, or other emergency.
Now you're just talking
slow.
Can
happen at any time.
You started off.
So be prepared.
Really strong and then just lost it.
Okay, right. Last paragraph.
Oh, God. Now I'm really self-conscious. Now I know
gotta,
how
you just got to jump in.
Now I know, how you feel.
I was a little worried about it. But.
Yeah, of course. All right. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources.
I feel like we're just going
handy.
Like kind of low voice, like a little bit slower.
Well, isn't that how all sexy voices work? Or
I don't know.
Maybe that's why we're so bad at it. Because that's all we do.
Yeah, someone needs to call in. You know,
candles and all right. I just gotta go for it. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. And then a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
There it is. I mean, that might have been the slowest PSA ever
recorded.
You know? Like, I don't know if we did that one justice, but I'm proud of us.
Well, we try. It's the effort that counts.
Exactly.
In both reading PSAs and... well, no, that's not really true now, is it?
No.
You know where I was going with that, didn't you?
All right. It is 5:29 a.m. I am alive. I'm awake. I feel great.
Sort of.
Same.
Yeah,
not really.
Dead inside, but making it work.
I think I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to toss it over to AMAC.
Oh, boy.
Who's going to...
Responsibility.
...give us his perspective on hooking up songs.
Sure.
So... couple more songs from me.
After the love. you're in a state of a naturalness. So with a hat of an activist, we are all the same and they got our names on the blackest list. Money ain't shit, it's the way they package it. So do what you're passionate about. Time that you realize that we can fly. Put your soul up and reach the sky. The universe has ears and eyes. It's watching you, what you say and what you do. It's way past due. I hate these things, they piss me off. They take our dreams and give us jobs. Vibrations are way more than songs. Subliminal conditioning's involved. Stranded in the middle of a broken bridge, in the middle of the ocean where hopeless lives. But most of these folks don't know what it is to be hopeless, to regain hope as a kid. Ain't nothing to fix, I'm as broke as it is. Another cut open, a rope tied around my throat. Can I live? Cause most of us smoking and choking and hoping that one day we'll be rich. There's too many coffers to be talking about your losses, more getting sick. We're fortunate, we're slaves getting paid to these corporates. Spark on the flames of this government changing the way we take off with this. I'm all for this.
All right. It is 5:37 a.m. That was Erykah Badu, Kiss Me on My Neck. Before that, Phony People So Much Better. Then I played a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire after The Love Has Gone. That's just kind of a classic one.
Absolutely.
Trying not to play hits, but, you know.
It's hard not to.
It's hard not to, especially with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. They're just all hits.
Yeah, exactly.
Every single one.
Every single song is a hit. So, soon enough, we're going to hand it over to AMAC.
Oh, my time to shine.
So, what do you have to say?
Well, I mean, just reinforce what we've been talking about this whole time. Just lyrics don't matter at all. Lyrics and, well, okay. That's not quite true.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'll walk it back. The lyrics mostly don't matter. Because I'm not trying to listen to lyrics,
right.
But there are special occasions not the last time, but a couple times ago when the last time I was hooking up when this song came on, it was just kind
this
of like
specific
this specific song I'm okay. about to play. I don't know how it made it onto this hookup playlist that I had created for that encounter.
All right.
But it came on and just the irony was thick.
Irony. Irony is to have the laugh.
It was weird because I was the only one aware of it. Huh. Like, I think she was listening
to
the music.
She was into it.
Well, no, she was listening to the music, but she wasn't listening to the song, if that makes sense. She was
appreciated
the music that was going on, but she didn't realize what song was being played. And if she had, I hope she would have laughed. That's the kind of sense of humor that I look for in a girl, but... You know, there's no telling. There's no telling until it actually happens. So thankfully
let's save the love, AMAC, for another time. All right. Let me just tell the listeners at home, this is not a love episode.
No, right? Absolutely not.
We do not care about love here today.
This is an animalistic.
Yeah.
All about pleasure.
Misogynistic, probably.
Too far. We were talking about lines that we were towing and crossing.
Exactly. Crossed the line there.
No, because sex doesn't have to be misogynistic.
Not at all.
It is a lot of the time.
And that's horrible.
Yeah.
We do not approve of that.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not.
So, no, this is, but at the same time, we're not into the whole romantic thing. This is not this is the let's get it on version of Marvin Gaye, not the ain't no mountain high enough version
amazing.
Of Marvin Gaye.
Amazing. Let's play AMAC's first song here.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time. Say, I remember. When we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn, about solving the crookedness, as it mingled with the good people we meet, good friends we had, good friends we've lost. Hello. I say to my peeps who passed away, no woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Say. Oh, hey, little sister, don't shed no tears. No woman, no cry. Say. I remember when we used to rock. Project Yard in Jersey, and little Georgie would make the fire light as stolen cars passed through the night. And then we'd hit the corner store for roots, paper, and broom. My drapes, my only remedy for pain of losing family. But while I'm gone, shorty, everything is gonna be alright.
All right, go for it.
Well, the backstory behind that is just it made it onto a playlist, and I was in the middle of hooking up with someone, and then just No Woman, No Cry.
No Woman, No Cry.
Well, this version, which I honestly like better.
The Fugees.
The Fugees. It's a 90s hip-hop vibe, which
right,
is
right.
Adds itself,
puts a good twist on
a little more than reggae. So you know, if you like hooking up to reggae, that's your thing, and
we don't have a problem with that.
No, just not my thing.
Yeah,
not my cup of tea. So, but hearing and that's not what the song is about. No Woman, No Cry is not specifically about, oh, if there aren't any women in your life, you're not gonna cry anymore. But it was still funny.
I feel like there are two readings of No Woman, No Cry. The first one is, I don't have a woman anymore and I'm sad. And the second one is, if you don't have a woman, you're not sad.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that first one.
And I never know which one it is.
It's whatever you want it to be, man.
No, just, well, yeah,
just,
I don't know.
You know, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, so Bob Marley, such a poet, you know.
Absolutely. And just, you know, Fugees taking on a different score. But we had to, we came off because it's a bit of a weird pivot. I wanted to play that song specifically, but if I had to use one word to describe the sort of music I enjoy hooking up to, atmospheric.
There it is.
Is the word. And I've said this before.
That's the word of the day.
It was off air. Just Sam started cracking up.
Yeah.
And so, but atmospheric. It's
atmospheric.
Like, I'm not too big on the vocals. If there are, that's great. But a lot of these songs that, you know, I enjoy hooking up to, it's just like, it's background music, so I like listening to lyrics. I like hearing the message that artists want to send in different songs. So when there isn't a message to send, I don't have to focus on that at all. And that just makes it that much easier on myself.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm focused on other things and not the music at that point in time. So this next song is by a really fantastic electronica duo out of Scotland named Mogwai.
All right, so let's do it.
Thank you.
All right. You want
to? So, well, it's that song's interesting because it needs to be the right that's true of all these songs. It needs to be the right moment. And, you know, it could kill the mood. It could enhance right. it in whatever way. But that song is very, very niche.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think those two songs described exactly what you were talking about. In terms of atmospheric music,
like it's just background music.
Right, exactly.
I prefer it just to be actually in the background, so I don't even have to think about it.
Right.
It's I actually got that stuff mixed up. Mogwai, the electronica duo is Boards of Canada. That was their song Dave and Cowboy, which is the definition of atmospheric. But then Mogwai is actually a Scottish post rock band. So at least I got that right. But. You gotcha. Know what? So this song, this is the last song that we'll use to play out and finish off the hour.
This is the song. This is Amac's song.
This is my song. This song, holds a lot of meaning to me for just many different reasons. So.
One being,
we don't need to go
right,
there. That's
we won't go there.
That's a level of you find me and ask me about the song. I will tell you about
song.
It. This is just a very, very important song to me. So. You know what? Thanks for having me, Sam. This was a great time, and hopefully I'll be back and talk about hookup playlists and sex again, or you know,
or
what,
anything.
Literally anything else. This was a great time. So thanks for having me.
All right, yeah. So you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're gonna play out. Thanks for having us.